If I'm reelected, like I said earlier, it'll probably be business as usual over the last 12 years for myself. I think the county's in real good shape as far as fiscal. I think our indebtedness is to a very, very low minimum. I think that we have approached the absolute needs for buildings and, grounds to keep our employees happy and, healthy and good places to work. I think we've done that. I think we've got one of the best teams as far as department heads and people that work for them that there is around the state. We have some very good professional people. With that being said, I'm just going to continue to, push the direction that I've gone, which we've got $750,000 on a truck bypass in Waumego that they're moving right now. I think it's like a $4 million job with the sewer and the water. And, we'll continue to participate in projects like that with cities. If they need some help on those, or we do it. We've got the ambulance service. We've got some very competent people on billing that out. And I think we had to hire put the ambulance people or the emergency management and ambulance on the county's payroll. Before that, we just basically reimbursed one of the hospitals to run and operate for us. And that went by the wayside. But I think you're looking at an additional probably close to 40 people, on the payroll for that application. It never ends. And my phone is always open to anybody that wants to call and tell me what a good job I'm doing, or likewise. Never had one that told me what a good job I was doing, so we won't have to worry about that. But no, I'm just going to continue. I've had very minimum phone calls since I've been up here, and here either that the county is doing a pretty decent job. Our mill levy over the last 12 years has increased approximately 4 mills on the general levy, which puts us at number 2 in the state. And with the equation of being number 2 on the state with the second lowest mill levy, and we're the fastest growing county in the state, that's a tough equation to try to balance out. But it always seems we get through the year and have good carryover money and get our projects pretty well taken care of, get 2 to 3 bridges built every year or replaced, and the roads are in pretty deep, 10 miles of asphalt every year, overlaying, and then probably another 20 mile of chip and seal. I'm not going to say I've done the best job of anybody up here, but I think I've done a job that has been consistent. And, I haven't went one way or the other that would, put us in jeopardy as far as spending too much money or not spending enough. So with that being said, that would probably be my take on when I get reelected, of how the next 4 years are going to be. And like I said, it's not that I can do the job any better than anybody else, but I do have 12 years of experience. We were discussing sewer lines the other day and on Green Valley Road, and I said that was a 10-inch sewer, and this sewer was placed probably 10 years ago. And they said, no, that's a 12. And I said, well, you better check it. And the old man was right. So, it got a little bit of knowledge, which I think has worked a little some. And I'll just do the best I can for the people of the county and work along those lines there. And I would appreciate, anybody that would vote for me again. And we'll call that a wrap on this thing here.